If voices had colors, this voice would certainly be blue.
It's hard to listen to a hard, hard heart beating close to mine, pounding up against the stone and steel walls that I won't climb. Sometimes
the voice and the heart belong to Patty Griffin, whose singing cuts right to the soul. This song, Rain, was inspired by a winter of relentless rain, showers that seemed endless. Rain is the first cut on Griffin's new CD, 1,000 Kisses. Patty Griffin joins us now from member station KUT in Austin, Texas, where, Patty, I understand it's raining again?
Yes, it is. But we need it. We haven't had enough really lately, so that's a good thing.
What inspired you to write that song?
I honestly, the rain. It rained for 3 months or 4 months almost every single day here. And it rained like nothing I'd ever seen before. I'm from the Northeast, and I thought I'd seen weather. And when it decides to rain here in Texas, I think especially after it hasn't rained for 3 years, it really opens up and lets us have it. So.
But you're really singing about more than weather here, aren't you?
You got me. Yeah, I have. I guess I am. it was a lot of events in my life that were piling up at once, and the rain was part of it. I feel like the vocal says, come and get me, to the rain. You know, it's sort of like opening up to your situation and not avoiding it.
Accepting what you're faced with.
Right.
Your voice, for me, is so piercing, you know, it's so emotional.
Oops. Piercing?
Piercing.
That's not exactly what you want to hear.
not like a stake through the heart.
I should wait and let you finish the I'm sure you have a long list of adjectives and like beautiful is going to come in there somewhere. I'm sorry. I'm giving you a hard time.
As I said earlier, it cuts to my soul.
Okay.
It sort of reaches in. That's what I meant. And it is beautiful.
Good. Oh, thank you.
And I want to know where that comes from. Is there something in not only the tone of your voice, the tenor of it in your singing, but the lyrics that you write that has something to do with, I don't know, your family roots in French Canada and Ireland or some other aspect of your life?
Well, there's definitely music in my family, singers in my family. I just know that from a really early age, I was aware that I loved to sing. And as I got older, I was aware that I loved to sing more than I loved to do almost anything. And even past that, I realized that I need to sing. I really have to sing. It makes me, it comforts me, it keeps me balanced.
Introduce another song from your new CD for us, maybe one that's especially personal for you.
Well, I think one of my favorites of the record is Stolen Car, which I didn't write. It's an old Bruce Springsteen song. But there's something that is so completely comforting to me about that song. And I was thinking about it recently, and I think it's one of the, he's capturing a moment in a person's life that is so incredibly alienated and lost, and he's expressing it to all of us, and in that he's letting us know that when we are all having those moments, we're not alone. There's a lot of people having those moments, and it's profound. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song.
I met a little girl and I settled down in a little on the edge of town. We got married, swore we'd never part, and little by little
Did you have any difficulty sort of deciding to cover Bruce Springsteen, the boss?
No, people cover my songs too, and I feel like this about songs. You put them out there, and they're not just for the people who wrote them to sing. I think they're to be heard, and you know, the old tradition of songs and singing is that everybody sings them. Anybody who wants to sing them can sing them, even the boss. I'm driving a stolen car down on L3-7. Each night I wait to get caught, but I never do. I don't know how it turns out that I sing sadly. I think that I'm good at sad. It's sort of what I do, and I'm not really sure why that is. I'm not making an effort to do that. It's what I'm drawn to. It's sort of, so far, what I do best. I'm not really sure how that happened.
Do you have a sad life?
I think I have a pretty regular life. I think everybody's got their suffering and their struggles and their sadness to contend with, and I've had mine, but I wouldn't say that it's extraordinarily sad.
The album is filled with these sad and soulful songs, but on the back of the CD, there's a picture of you, and you're laughing hard.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not sad, melancholy all the time. What do you sing, maybe in some private moments, when you're ecstatic about something?
I'll probably sing a sad song. I really will. You know, some little Tom Waits song that, you know, will break your heart. I mean, I really enjoy it.
Could you sing a few bars of a Tom Waits song that might make you happy?
Okay. The phone's off the hook. No one knows where we are. It's been a long time since I drank champagne. The ocean is blue as your eyes. I'm gonna take it with me when I go.
Very
Ta-da.
Nice. What song is that?
Take It With Me When I Go, it's called. But getting back to the smile on the record cover, there's a song at the end, it's a Latin American standard called Mil Besos, and it was introduced to me by Michael Ramos, who plays in my band. It's an old friend of mine here in Austin, and he just said, you know, you should give a shot at recording this song in Spanish, which I don't speak, and he coached me through the song because I wanted to do it after he told me what the lyrics meant. Basically, a very loose translation of Mil Besos is encountering your love, I lost my faith, and that was my reason for living. And it goes on to say, you know, I might be insane, but I have to keep loving until my heart comes back. And it's a really heartbreaking set of lyrics, but there's fight in it, and sort of a triumph in that, I think. I like that. So that's what the smile's about. Yo sé que los mil besos que te he dado en la boca se me fue el corazón. Si dicen que es pecado querer como te quiero, quizás te gran razón. Pero quiero importarme de todo lo que digan si no te amarte, yo seguiré pecando porque lo he de negar. Te seguiré queriendo, te seguiré adorando, aunque me vuelva loca, hasta que me devuelvas el corazón que en besos yo te dejé.
your earlier recordings had more of a rock edge to them. This album, the music is sort of pared down instrumentally. It's acoustic. There's nothing electronic, at least that I could hear in it. What brought you to that? Is this a function of some kind of, you know, maturity in your music, or maybe even, you know, growing older?
Well, I am growing older. I still like rock and roll, but when I made this record, there's a bunch of things going on. One was financially, I wasn't prepared to do a huge studio album. I was trying to make this record on my own without the aid of a record label so that I could just make music again. I had some difficult experiences on a major label, and I was just trying to make music, and this is what I could afford to do. We did this record, and most of the tracks were done in 5 days. That includes, you know, just 2 days of me tracking a vocal and a guitar, and then these amazing musicians that live in Nashville came in and did overdubs, and that's part of the simplicity. And I think also I just bought a house here in Texas. It was built in the 30s, and there's just something. I watched a lot of old movies, especially from the 30s leading up to this, and there was something in me that wanted to do something simple and tender and direct and comforting, and that's what I needed for me when I did this at the time.
Patty Griffin's latest album is 1,000 Kisses. She joined us from member station KUT in Austin, Texas. Patty, thank you.
Thank you very much.
It's not far, I can't walk down the block to table talk. Close my eyes, make the pies all day. Plastic cap on my hair, I used to mind, now I don't care. I used to mind, now I don't care, 'cause I'm gray. Did I show you this place?